Acts chapter 18.
Later, Paul left Athens and went to the city of Corinth. In Corinth, he met a Jewish man named Aquila. Aquila was born in the country of Pontus. Aquila and his wife Priscilla had recently moved to Corinth from Italy. They left Italy because Claudius the emperor had commanded all Jews to get out of Rome. Paul went to visit Aquila and Priscilla. They were tent makers, the same job as Paul. Paul was staying there and working with them. Every Sabbath day, Paul debated with the Jews and Greeks in the synagogue. He tried to persuade them to believe. Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia to Paul in Corinth. After this, Paul used all his time to tell people the good news. He showed the Jews that Jesus is the Messiah. But the Jews would not accept Paul's teaching. They said some terrible things. So Paul shook off the dust from his clothes. He said to the Jews, "If you are not saved, it will be your own fault. I have done all that I can do. After this, I will go to non-Jewish people." Paul left the synagogue and moved into the home of Titius Justus. This man worshipped the one true God. His house was next door to the synagogue. Crispus was the leader of that synagogue. Crispus and all of the people who were living in his household trusted in the Lord Jesus. Many other people in Corinth also listened to Paul. They too believed and were immersed. Paul had a vision during the night. The Lord said to him, "Don't be afraid. Keep on talking to people. Don't be quiet. Why? Because I am with you. No one will be able to hurt you. I have many people in this city." Paul stayed there for a year and a half, teaching God's message among the people. Some of the Jews came together with only one thing in mind, to stop Paul. They took him to court. Gallio had become the governor of the country of Achaia. The Jews said to Gallio, "This man is influencing people to worship God in a way that is illegal." Paul was ready to say something, but Gallio spoke to the Jews. Gallio said, "I would listen to you, Jews, if you were complaining about a terrible crime or some offense. But the things you are claiming are only questions about words and names, arguments about your own law. You must solve this problem yourselves. I don't want to be a judge over these matters." Then Gallio made them leave the courtroom. So they all grabbed Sosthenes. Sosthenes was now leader of the synagogue. They were beating him in front of the courthouse, but this didn't bother Gallio at all. Paul stayed with the brothers for many days. Then he left and sailed for Syria. Priscilla and Aquila were also with him. At Cenchrea, Paul cut off his hair. This showed that he had made a vow to God. Then he left Priscilla and Aquila. While Paul was in Ephesus, he went into the synagogue and debated with the Jews. The Jews asked Paul to stay longer, but he said no. As Paul was leaving them, he said, "I will come to you again if God wants me to." And so Paul sailed away from Ephesus. Paul went down to the city of Caesarea. Then he went up and greeted the congregation in Jerusalem. After that, he went down to the city of Antioch in Syria. Paul stayed in Antioch for a while. Then he left Antioch and went through the countries of Galatia and Phrygia. He traveled from town to town in these areas. He made all of the followers of Jesus stronger. A Jewish man named Apollos came to Ephesus. Apollos was born in the city of Alexandria. He was an educated man. His knowledge of the scriptures was very powerful. He had been taught the way of the Lord. Apollos was very enthusiastic when he talked to people about Jesus. The things he taught about Jesus were correct, but the only immersion that he knew was the immersion which John taught. Apollos began to speak very boldly in the synagogue. Priscilla and Aquila heard him speak. They took him home and helped him to understand the way of God better. Apollos wanted to go to the country of Achaia, so the brothers in Ephesus helped pay his expenses. They wrote a letter to the followers of Jesus in Achaia. In the letter, they asked him to accept Apollos. The followers of Jesus in Achaia had believed in Jesus through God's gracious love. When Apollos went there, he helped them very much. He argued very convincingly in public against the Jews. Apollos clearly proved that they were wrong. He used the scriptures to show that Jesus is the Messiah.